Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. It is Redmen Bite-Size time of Bite-Size. Look at all the things happening around Liverpool Football Club. And my word, are there things happening around Liverpool Football Club on today, Thursday, the 10th of August. We were very much going to be leading with Romeo Lavia news, but things have continued apace in the last couple of hours prior to recording. So we're going to be talking about Liverpool and Moises Caicedo in a little while. And there is a report of a bid for Thiago Alcantara as well, which is where we will start today's show. Get French football news tweeting at 10:45 this morning, breaking: Al Ahly have submitted a 12 million euro bid to Liverpool for Thiago Alcantara, according to L'Equipe. More follows, they say. So yeah, L'Equipe, one of the major kind of sporting outputs really for football in French football. L'Equipe, yeah, very highly regarded, and they're talking of Saudi interest in Thiago Alcantara. However, Fabrizio Romano followed this up 27 minutes later by saying Thiago Alcantara currently not in talks with Al Ahly, focused on Liverpool, as he already turned down several approaches from Saudi this summer. So really interesting that. I think a lot of people would have probably predicted Thiago as Saudi Arabia's top target from Liverpool's midfielders when we came into this pre-season. He's the one that remains, obviously, with Fabinho and Henderson moving on. I think a little bit of the smart thinking on this is that Thiago wants to see his contract out at Liverpool and possibly return to Barcelona on a free transfer next summer, but obviously a lot of things can happen in that time. But yeah, it's clear at the moment that if there's an offer coming for him, it's not been enough to turn his head. And as mentioned by Fabrizio Romano, it's been very quiet, actually. I'm really surprised there hasn't been more public approaches, but actually Fabrizio Romano basically hinting there that he's been receiving offers all summer long, but none of them have floated his boat just yet. But Al Ahly have gone down, by the sounds of it, a more traditional approach here by actually floating up a transfer fee and then seeing what happens from it. Whereas, yeah, Thiago has decided not to enter talks with Al Ahly and will stay at Liverpool as it stands. Yeah, interesting stuff. Always interesting to know people's thoughts on the Thiago situation. I'd have been very open to selling him at the start of the window, but with Fabinho and Henderson moving on and Liverpool already desperately short in the number six department, to sell another one without actually having yet brought in the replacements for the guys who've gone feels absolutely insane. Speaking of potential replacements, the Romeo Lavia deal took yet another shocking and really slow-paced twist yesterday night, 10:50 last night. David Ornstein of The Athletic tweeted: Southampton have tonight received an offer from Chelsea for Romeo Lavia. The Chelsea proposal is £48 million, including add-ons, is the closest anyone has come to Southampton's £50 million valuation to date. The 19-year-old is subject to multiple rejected bids from Liverpool. Dialogue continues. This was then followed up by TalkSport, who say Southampton are expected to reject Chelsea's bid for Romeo Lavia. The offer is believed to be in the region of £48 million, which is nearer Saints' £50 million valuation than Liverpool's most recent proposal. Despite being closer to the valuation, the Championship club are still set to reject it, with negotiations ongoing between the two teams. Liverpool have had three bids rejected up to this point. Mad stuff going on here, genuinely. And you know, I've just finished a live show on our YouTube channel, and the kind of question I posed on this, which makes no sense, because I stayed off social media yesterday for a whole variety of reasons, but the I've been tangentially aware of the response to this news breaking. What doesn't make sense to me is why, if Chelsea are looking to gazump Liverpool, why haven't they just come in and bid 50 million? The 50 million they know will get him. Because at this point, I mean, there's been a lot of conversations around why Liverpool umming and ahhing over 18 million, over 15 million, over 10 million, over 5 million. Well, this, by all accounts, is 2 million off the valuation. Do Chelsea genuinely want him? And if so, what, you know, they could blow Liverpool out the water. Liverpool have clearly shown a lack of willingness to go to 50. So why would Chelsea not just go straight to 50? There's something else at play here. I don't quite know what that is. And you could speculate that it might be tied into Moises Caicedo at Brighton, but we'll see with that one. Just moving on, a little bit more detail around the Caicedo deal then that we've been hearing a lot of talk about.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Matt Law tweeted this morning, 11:15. Matt Law, by the way, writes for the Daily Telegraph. He tweeted, "Understand Liverpool have outbid Chelsea for Moises Caicedo, which would also help explain Chelsea's bid for Lavia. Suggestion, however, remains that Caicedo would prefer the Chelsea move more to follow." On that one, Melissa Reddy followed that up later in the hour by saying, initially, Liverpool have made contact with Brighton over Moises Caicedo, but have not made a formal offer. And then followed on by saying, both Liverpool and Brighton are confirming there has been no formal bid yet for Moises Caicedo. However, contact between the clubs illustrates a willingness to discuss a fee and agree a deal if it is there to be done. Players' preference of destination important. And yes, goes back to it. At the moment, it seems that the general thing is that his preferred destination is Chelsea over Liverpool. But yeah, we'll have to see whether that, how true that is, of course. But there's clearly something to the Moises Caicedo stuff. And the question is, of course, and it will be disappointing, I guess, for Liverpool more than Liverpool fans, more than Chelsea fans, is Caicedo is a better player, a slightly more experienced player, if not massively more so, a couple of years older as well. Are Chelsea and Liverpool just playing a game here? Are Chelsea just hinting at the Lavia thing? Because this is the point. If they wanted, for me, if they wanted to get Lavia, they'd just bid 50 and they'd be in negotiations with the player now. Is this part of telling Brighton that they're not going to be bullied over the Caicedo price? And as Liverpool's purported move or interest in Caicedo come about the other way round, is that saying, well, okay, fine, we'll go and have a little look at Caicedo, and that might tell Southampton that we're about to move on. Right now, nobody is prepared to push to pull the trigger on the asking price for either of those footballers. So there's clearly more going on there. It's just whether you trust that Liverpool and how the, you know, and Schmeichel and Co. have conducted themselves in the window so far, whether they're capable of getting the best possible deal over the line for Liverpool, remains to be seen on this one. But clearly, yeah, a registered interest in Caicedo, an ongoing interest in Lavia, and it seems a cooled interest in Andre following their booking their place in the final of Copa Libertadores, which likely will stop that deal going ahead in the coming days, that was hoped. So yeah, an interesting situation. And one final sort of, oh, two kind of little twists to this one as well. The Athletic report and the Chelsea are closing in on a deal to sign Leeds United midfielder Tyler Adams. They're going to activate his release clause of £20 million to be able to speak to him. They said the they're now set to activate the release clause and schedule a medical with personal terms between the club and the 24-year-old, not an issue. So Chelsea clearly, I guess, in the market for two. But will it be Tyler Adams and Romeo Lavia, or will it be Tyler Adams and Moises Caicedo? I guess Liverpool will potentially have a hand in that. And the question is, again, on top of that, if they get Tyler Adams and Caicedo and Liverpool just get Lavia, Chelsea, with already owning Enzo Fernandez, it feels like they would be in a much stronger position. The final twist in the Moises Caicedo stuff, their little wrinkle that was added at 12:30 today, Sky Sports News reporting that three clubs are interested in signing Brighton midfielder Moises Caicedo, Chelsea and Liverpool, as well as Bayern Munich, are exploring a deal. So yeah, it feels like there's going to be an explosion of activity today and tomorrow ahead of the season kicking off. And will Liverpool be the beneficiaries of it? It remains to be seen. Yeah, look, if you want more from us, just done a great show, by the way, the pre-season wrap-up show. It was about 70 minutes long. We talked about the games. We talked about our best and most enjoyable performers and performances in that spell. We went through kind of like the general system and what we think our understandings are of what Klopp's going to be doing, strengths and weaknesses. We also then went player by player in our stock exchange format. Our old school viewers and listeners to Redmen will recognise that, where yeah, we decide whether the stock is on the rise, remains stable, or is falling from all the footballers who played in pre-season, comparing them where they finished the season to how they finish a pre-season. Really, really good show, and that's available on redmenplus.com right now. So go over and fill your boots on that, as well as, of course, whenever transfer stuff happens, we will have you covered. And lastly, if you want to get some more happiness into your life, then look back at the life and times of Roberto Firmino in Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, our brand new book, available to order right now on redmenmerch.com. Great stories, a season by season guide to his time as a cop icon, incredible photos from the archive of his time as well at the club, brilliant artwork by incredible artists from the Liverpool scene, stats, stories, and a whole lot more as well. It is a beautiful piece of work. It will look great on a shelf in a collection, being read perhaps poolside this summer, or maybe when you're bundled up against the British, you know, wind and rain, which instead is what we've been getting. A great gift for a Liverpool fan and a Bobby Firmino in your life, or just treat yourself with it. Head to redmanmerch.com. You can grab author signed editions right now. They are in even more limited quantities, so grab one while you can. And yeah, fill your boots on Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, the brand new book. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to Redmen Bite-Sized. Take it easy. Ta-da.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.